Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's King Day meets Inauguration Day on the Brian Lehrer Show today. We're listening to excerpts of our Martin Luther King Day event at the Brooklyn Museum yesterday. We'll get back to more of those. We're listening to the Obama pre-inaugural events on the Washington Mall. We'll get back to more of those. We're taking your calls and posts on the question, how are you feeling at this moment of crisis and hope, and how are you marking the inauguration? Post for now. We'll take calls next hour. Post to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Now, the Obamas are urging everyone to use this King Day to give something back, to make today and King Day every year from now on a day of service. Here is how Michelle Obama is urging us to do so in a YouTube video.
Hi, I'm Michelle Obama, and I am so excited to talk with you today about our National Day of Service. January 19th, the day before the inauguration, is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, a day when we honor a man who lived his life in service to others and showed us what we can accomplish when we stand together. Barack and I will spend the day volunteering right here in Washington, D.C., helping out in the community that we now call home. And we'd like you to join us and thousands of Americans across the country in this day of service. This is more than just a single day of service. At usaservice.org, you can connect with people and groups in your area and continue serving in your community in the months and years ahead.
Michelle Obama on YouTube. So Barack and Michelle are encouraging people to use today, the Martin Luther King holiday, as a day of service. Thousands of New Yorkers are doing just that. Listeners, are you volunteering today? Call in and tell us where you are and what you're doing. We took some of these calls on Friday just to help promote the idea. Now we'll find out if you're in the middle of your service right now, your King Day service, but also listening to the radio. Call us and tell us what you're doing, or if you're going to do it, or if you already did it. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And we're joined now by Gary Bagley, Executive Director of New York Cares, the largest volunteer organization in the city. Welcome to WNYC, Gary. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Did you get flooded with one-day volunteers for this?
We get a lot of calls here. We are fortunate and proud of the fact that we have service opportunities 365 days a year here through New York Cares. So I would say we definitely saw an uptick recently, especially since the election. We've really seen a big increase in the interest in volunteering.
And what
orientation numbers are up about 20%, which is what I was going to say. We're seeing about 20% more volunteers coming through our doors than we saw a year ago.
What is New York Cares doing in particular to honor the day?
What we're doing is we have had such an uptick in interest that what we're asking volunteers to do is to make a commitment this week to begin their volunteering by coming to a New York Cares orientation. We have opportunities 365 days a year. So we have our regular programs going on all week. I think because of the increased interest that we've seen in the community, all of our projects are happily very filled right now. So we're asking folks to make the commitment and know that we can get you a project next week, next month, or whenever you have the time to volunteer this year.
And that's the challenge, isn't it, really? Because Michelle and Barack can speak up and say, everybody go out on Monday, January 19th and do some volunteer work, and maybe everybody will. But the problem comes on Tuesday, January 20th and Monday, January 26th and 2010 and 2011. So how do you follow through on this? How do you get others to follow through on this?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things that I encourage folks to do, and there are many options for doing this, but certainly the way New York Cares manages it, is that we have programs in many different program areas so that folks can take the time to find an issue area that really personally has a lot of personal meaning for them. Those are the kind of experiences that are really going to last. There's the difference, you know, like any good habit. We want to start. The difference between what we think we should be doing and what we would like to be doing is often the difference between our succeeding or not. So I ask folks, you know, to find an issue area. It's the kind of issue that when you open the newspaper or when you turn on the radio, that grabs your attention. And then work with groups like New York Cares. You can always visit the Mayor's Volunteer Center website here in the city and find out what nonprofit and government agencies are doing about that particular issue area. Like many other habits, I tell people start small. You know, a lot of folks dive in and say, I'm going to go out, you know, three nights a week after work and do XXXX, whatever it may be. And that kind of rush of commitment often, you know,
it fades away. It's like people who say they're going to go work out like that.
Exactly. You know, it's funny, Brian, when I'm hosting orientations, which I still do on occasion here, at New York Cares, I always end by saying, you know, I encourage people to get started right away, and to find that interest area. And I always say this is like the difference between the year between when I decided I needed to go to the gym and when I finally walked in the door.
There you go. Because those people who burst in with the New Year's resolution on January 2nd and start coming four nights a week, they're not there in May. They're not there. But if you're starting once a month, and now I'm going to get away from the fitness analogy. If you're starting volunteer work, let's say once a month, I think you're going to wind up building the appetite to do more than once a month. And maybe you'll settle into once every other week, once every week, and something like that can be more sustained. And I think that's what we all need right now. Let's hear what some of our listeners are doing today. Lana in Harlem, you're on WNYC. Hi, Lana.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking my call
this
morning at 5:30 a.m. I posted notes on my elevator and my lobby to ask all of my neighbors, I'm reminding them that a way for the entire building to volunteer would be to bring canned goods to my floor that I am going to take to the food pantry at church. And I'm collecting right through the week until Saturday. Well, take them to church, and we're going to do that once a month. And I'm posting the review notices so that they will know in advance what we're doing.
There you go. That's great, because it's community organizing at a very local level and in a very doable way. And you're volunteering to do the schlepping to the church, right?
I am. We're at 270 Convent Avenue, and I go to Abyssinian Baptist Church, and that's where the food's going to.
Lana, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Happy King Day. Joel in Plainfield, you're on WNYC. Hi, Joel.
Hi. We were looking around for stuff in our neighborhood to do. And, you know, there was a lot of things in terms of dropping off food, but there wasn't any hands-on stuff, so I happen to be the rabbi and past president of our Scotch Plains Fanwood Ministerium.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to try this year to look next year and put together a day of service so that everybody can get involved with all of our organizations and hopefully go forward through the weeks into the future.
That's great, Joel. Thank you very much. Dan in Manhattan, what are you doing to mark this day of service?
Hi, this is Dan. I'm involved as an assistant coach in a youth hockey program down at Riverbank State Park.
Uh-huh.
And I've been doing it since November, and I go down there every Saturday and Sunday, and I'm down there for about 4 hours every time. And I work with kids, and I help them learn about ice hockey and teamwork, and it's something that they can take to help them learn discipline.
That's great. Dan, thank you very much. And you can call and tell us what you're doing on this day of service that the Obamas have asked for, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. As we also talk to Gary Bagley, executive director of New York Cares, the largest volunteer organization in New York City. Gary, what's the biggest project you have going out there today, this morning, right now?
Well, right now we have four projects going on today, and it's a wide variety within the number four. We had a breakfast program this morning up at at St. Bart's Church. We're going to have a dinner program up at Unitarian Church of the All Souls. Up at Convent House, we're doing job readiness program with some of the teens there, and we even have animal care happening out in Brooklyn today.
Carol in the West Village is doing some animal care. Carol.
Yes, I'm a cat therapist, and I'm doing a special session with a cat who badly needs a home at a veterinary hospital. He'd been aggressive from being out on the street and had all kinds of wounds, and so the whole hospital is getting together, so we're doing this special therapy session for him.
It sounds like this cat needs a doctor more than a therapist, no?
No, he needs adoption.
Adoption.
Yes, he needs a home, but he's needed the therapy and mm-hmm. the goodwill to get him the home.
Give me the 30-second version of how you do psychotherapy with an aggressive cat.
The first thing is to make him feel good, to take away the anxiety, and I do that with New Age music and my body language and accepting him and getting him to trust at a distance.
Trust at a distance. Carol, thank you, and good luck with that.
Thank you so much.
Do you want people to contact you if they want to adopt this cat? Nope, Carol's gone. Okay, Terry and Mawa, you're on WNYC. Hi, Terry.
Hi, thank you for talking to me.
Sure.
I just want to tell you what I've been doing. Yesterday, I attended a program sponsored by the Washington Township JCC on the Jewish answer to philanthropy and service. It's a continuous program. It's going to go on for the next 3 weeks, where local rabbis are going to meet with us, and we learn of what the Jewish response is based on the Torah, is to philanthropy and service to the community. Yesterday, I was very lucky to take a little girl with me to see a program in Ridgewood, New Jersey. I'm part of Bergen Reads, which is a program that's sponsored by Northern UJA in Bergen County. That's the Northern Bergen UJA Federation program, Bergen Reads, that we work in schools. There are about 90 people, over 90 people, who volunteer throughout the year in schools in Englewood, New Jersey, and in Teaneck. We provide volunteering services mm-hmm. to become reading buddies with children in minority schools.
Terry, I'm going to leave it there, but that's great. It sounds like you're doing great work, and thank you for sharing
it with us. I love doing it. Thank you.
Now, Gary Bagley, cynics, and there are cynics about this out there,
yeah.
who say recommitment to service is just a PR campaign. It gets individuals to do what the government should be doing, things like that. Do you have to push back on that?
I do, because, you know, when I look at many of the issue areas where volunteers are making a very real difference every day, I often think, for instance, of children's literacy. And, I used to be a teacher myself years ago, and I've never met the child who's getting enough additional reading support. So I think volunteers can be out there and providing very good additional support. I do think that we need to be careful, because there are things, there are jobs in social services that require training and skills and background. And that's one reason I think that a group, for instance, like New York Cares, being a bit self-promotional now, but many, many groups work to make sure that a volunteer is being assigned a job that can be done by a volunteer, done well, and where both the volunteer and the client can benefit.
Now, here's an interesting post on our webpage from RJ in Brooklyn, who writes, "Can we begin a discussion of what service means? The overwhelming amount of service projects that seem to be in today's focus are what I'd call charity type, helping out at soup kitchens, picking up trash, etc., all of which is valuable. But I'd suggest there's a deeper kind of service commitment that connects to changing the way politics function, lobbying, supporting candidates, etc., on issues and in neighborhoods people care about, which I think at minimum should be a combined commitment with food collection, because without fundamental political change, the hunger and homelessness will continue." What do you say to RJ in Brooklyn?
Well, I first of all, I applaud RJ, because I do think service goes deeper. One thing that we're doing right now is leading sessions where folks can learn about the deeper community issues that underlie the service that they're doing. And one important part of what they will learn is how can you also affect change. Beyond, beyond meal service, what can you do to get involved on a deeper level, mm-hmm. understanding mm-hmm. government involvement, and how you can make changes in that area,
and maybe even volunteering on an individual service level will wind up getting a lot of people thinking about the issue in a new way, and that'll lead them into some kind of work for political change. Marjorie in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Marjorie. What are you doing today?
Hi, I've decided to go donate blood today, which I haven't done in a long time.
That's a really good idea, because I know there's a shortage in the city right now. So that's a simple thing that a lot of people can go out and do, sign up to go donate blood. Just a few seconds left. Gary, how can people get in touch with New York Cares if they want to sign up through you for the future?
Best bet is to come right to our website, www.nycares.org. You'll also get, if you Google volunteer New York City, we will come up as one of your top two hits. And visit our website. In the upper right-hand corner, it tells you what to do if you're not already a volunteer with us, how to go about getting oriented.
Gary Bagley, Executive Director of New York Cares, the largest volunteer organization in New York City. Thanks for coming on with us on this King Day.
Well, thank you, Brian.
And let's tag this discussion with another one of our voices from the inauguration. If you want to add your thoughts about this moment, call our hotline at 1-800-543-2543 to share your story, just like listener Ben Austin.
This is Ben Austin, and I'm just going to quickly turn the tables and talk about Mike Cook, my teacher when I was 11 years old, who sat us all down in the room and said, "Kids, this won't mean anything to you, but today the Vietnam War ended." I still remember it, and I'm glad he pointed that out, even though we were all 11. I'm going to try and let my kids know it's a special day, so when they're old enough to remember that day, they look back and they remember my feelings of that moment.
King Day meets Inauguration Day. Another hour to go. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.